Look around you. Life isn't fair. It never was. Good people get walked on. Loyal people get betrayed. Honest people get left behind. And the quiet truth is, the world doesn't care about your kindness, your effort, or your heart. What it cares about is power. Every day, someone is outsmarting you. Your coworker who smiles in your face but steals your credit. Your friend who secretly envies you. The relative who pretends to support you but whispers when you're not around. Life is a silent battlefield. And if you don't know how to play the game, you're the one being played. Niccolo Machiavelli understood this 500 years ago. He watched kings rise and fall. He saw trust turn into betrayal. He studied why some men controlled the world while others were crushed by it. If Machiavelli lived today, he wouldn't waste a second complaining. He wouldn't beg for attention or play fair. He'd move like a shadow, outsmart everyone in the room, and make people think they were winning while he held every card. Today, I'm going to give you his 21 rules of power for the modern world. If you master them, people will never see you the same way again. You will walk differently, speak differently, command respect without asking for it. Before we start, lock this into your mind and drop it in the comments. I don't chase power. I become it. Rule 1. Never show all your cards. The moment people know everything about you, you are finished. Your strengths, they'll try to copy. Your weaknesses, they'll attack. In life, the most dangerous thing you can do is let people read you like an open book. Friends, co-workers, even family. Most aren't plotting your success, they're calculating your limits. When they know your plans, your fears, and your moves, they can trap you without lifting a finger. Power lives in mystery. The less people understand about you, the more they fear and respect you. Leave them guessing, make them wonder what you're thinking. Smile, speak less, and let silence do the work. Because a silent man is a dangerous man. Your private life, your next move, your real intentions, protect them like a treasure. Only reveal what serves you, never what weakens you. Machiavelli once said, "Never attempt to win by force what can be won by deception." Your first step to power is simple. Be unreadable. Rule 2. Control your emotions or be controlled. The moment you lose your temper, you lose the game. People can smell anger. They can taste desperation. And the second they see you react emotionally, they know exactly how to manipulate you. In life, the calm man always wins. He sees the storm, but he doesn't let it touch him. He watches insults, betrayal, and chaos, but he moves like a rock in the river, untouched while others drown. The world is full of emotional traps. A co-worker might push your buttons to see if you'll break. A friend might joke about your weakness to see if you'll defend yourself. The one who stays calm always holds the power. Silence, a small smile, and patience will destroy enemies faster than shouting ever could. When you don't react, you force the world to dance around you. Machiavelli once said, "The wise man does at once what the fool does finally." Control yourself, and you will control everyone else. Rule 3. Make people depend on you. Power doesn't come from being liked. It comes from being needed. The people who can replace you will never truly respect you. The people who cannot function without you will never betray you. In life, the smartest players don't beg for loyalty. They build it through dependency. Make yourself the person others can't live without. Become the one with the solution, the knowledge, the connection, or the skill they secretly rely on. Your boss might not like you, but if the system breaks without you, you're untouchable. Your friends might envy you, but if they need your advice or your network, they won't risk losing you. Even enemies hesitate to strike those they can't replace. Dependency is invisible chains. When you hold them, people move how you want without even realizing it. Machiavelli once said, "The best fortress is to be found in the love of the people for whom you are indispensable." Stop chasing approval. Start making yourself necessary. That's real power. Rule 4. Master the art of disguise. The world is a stage, and the ones who win are the ones who can wear the right mask at the right time. If you walk through life showing your true intentions to everyone, you will be crushed before you even begin. Sometimes you must act harmless to hide your ambition. Sometimes you must smile at the very people you plan to outsmart. Sometimes you must play weak, so they never see your strength until it's too late. This isn't hypocrisy, it's survival. Every powerful person in history has worn masks. They didn't shout their plans. They hid them behind charm, laughter, and patience, because people don't attack what they don't see coming. In your job, in your friendships, even in your family, learn to blend in while silently moving your pieces. Make them think you're predictable, while inside, you're 10 steps ahead. Machiavelli once said, "Men are so simple and so much creatures of habit that he who seeks to deceive will always find someone who will allow himself to be deceived." Hide your power until it's too late to stop you. Rule 5. Strike first or be crushed. Power is not patient. The world does not reward those who wait politely for their turn. If you hesitate, someone else will take the move that should have been yours. In life, opportunities are stolen in silence. Your co-worker who got that promotion didn't wait, he acted. That person who outshined you in business or relationships didn't hesitate, they made their move while you were thinking. The powerful understand one thing: the first strike creates the rules of the game. If you see an opening, take it. If you sense betrayal, act before it lands. If you feel someone is trying to box you in, break out before the walls close. This doesn't mean reckless aggression. It means calculated dominance. The first move, at the right time, is often the last move anyone else can make against you. Machiavelli once said, "It is double pleasure to deceive the deceiver." In power, the one who moves first writes the story. The one who hesitates becomes the story. Rule 6. Protect your reputation, like your life. In the game of power, perception is everything. Your reputation walks into the room before you do. People decide your worth, your strength, and your place in the world based on the story they believe about you. Once your reputation is damaged, you lose leverage. A single rumor can ruin opportunities. One moment of weakness can make people doubt you forever. And the brutal truth? Most won't ask if it's true. They'll just believe it. The powerful understand this. They guard their name like a fortress. They avoid pointless drama, never fight battles that make them look small, and always make their wins visible. Because once the world sees you as strong, it will treat you like you're strong, even before you lift a finger. Your reputation is armor, and it's also a weapon. Protect it, sharpen it, use it to walk into any room with authority. Machiavelli once said, "A prince should guard himself from being despised and hated." If they can't touch your name, they can't touch you. Rule 7. Keep your plans invisible. The fastest way to lose power is to announce your next move. The moment people know where you're going, they'll block the road. Some will sabotage you out of jealousy. Others will quietly steal your idea and get there first. Power lives in secrecy. Your dreams, your strategies, your next steps, they are your weapon. The more people know, the more exposed you are. The less they know, the more unstoppable you become. Look at the most successful people in any field. They rarely explain what they're doing until it's already done. By the time the world notices, it's too late to stop them. Your enemies can't kill what they can't see coming. Practice silence. Smile when they ask about your plans. Pretend you're unsure. Distract them with small talk while your real moves happen in the shadows. Then, when you strike, it's over before they even realize the game started. Machiavelli once said, "It is safer to be feared than loved if you cannot be both." Invisible plans lead to visible power. Rule 8. Use absence to gain respect. Familiarity breeds contempt. The more people see you, the less they value you. When you are always available, always talking, always present, they start taking you for granted. Power grows in scarcity. The rarest resource is the one everyone chases. The same is true for your presence. When you step back strategically, when you disappear for a moment, people begin to wonder. Curiosity turns into respect. Absence creates importance. Think of the people you admire. Are they constantly seeking attention, or do they appear with impact and then vanish? Mystery makes the world lean forward. It makes your presence feel heavier, your words more valuable, your actions more memorable. When you step away, you also gain perspective. You can see who really values you and who only notices when you're gone. Distance filters loyalty faster than words ever could. Machiavelli once said, "The desire to acquire is a natural and ordinary thing, and when men who can do acquire, they will be praised or not blamed." Disappear and let your value grow in silence. Rule 9. Turn enemies into stepping stones. You will have enemies. It's unavoidable. The moment you rise, someone will resent you. The weak fear this, the powerful use it. An enemy is a mirror. They reveal your vulnerabilities and your strengths. Their attacks show you where you're exposed. Their obsession with you is proof you're already above them. Instead of wasting energy on anger, turn enemies into fuel. Let their doubt push you harder. Let their gossip advertise your name. Let their resistance sharpen your strategy. Every insult, every attempt to block you is a free lesson in the art of power. The smartest players even let their enemies exist. They serve as distractions. While they scream and plot, you quietly climb higher. In time, your success will break them more than revenge ever could. Machiavelli once said, "Never attempt to win by force what can be won by deception." Use your enemies as tools. Step over their noise. Their hate is proof you're already winning. Rule 10. Reward loyalty, but never depend on it. Loyalty is the most fragile currency in the game of power. Today, someone swears they'd never betray you. Tomorrow, the right offer makes them vanish. Human nature is selfish. People stay loyal only as long as it benefits them. The powerful understand this. They reward loyalty, but they never rely on it. If someone stands by you, acknowledge it. Give small rewards, recognition, and access. But never forget, loyalty bought by kindness can be sold to your enemy for a higher price. Your real security doesn't come from trust. It comes from leverage. If someone's position, success, or survival depends on you, their loyalty isn't a choice, it's a necessity. That's the only loyalty you can rely on. Always prepare for betrayal. Keep options open. And when loyalty breaks, don't beg or cry. Replace and move forward. The game doesn't pause for broken promises. Machiavelli once said, "It is much safer to be feared than loved." Respect loyalty, but build your power so that betrayal cannot break you. Rule 11. Keep people competing for your approval. Power dies the moment people feel secure around you. When everyone knows their place is guaranteed, they grow lazy. They stop fearing loss. They stop trying to impress you. The powerful create an invisible competition. They let people believe their position, favor, or reward depends on staying useful. When people compete for your attention or approval, they move with intensity. They work harder. They fight to stay close. This doesn't mean being cruel. It means being strategic. Give small rewards, then pull back. Show attention, then turn away. Make your presence feel like a prize. Those who feel chosen will give you more than those who feel safe. History's most powerful leaders always kept their circles competing. Allies stayed sharp because they feared being replaced. Enemies hesitated because they never knew who had the leader's ear. Machiavelli once said, "Men are driven by two principal impulses, either by love or by fear. If they want your approval, you hold the strings." Rule 12, silence is your greatest weapon. Words are cheap, silence is expensive. The moment you speak, you reveal your thoughts, your fears, and your intentions. But when you stay silent, people are forced to guess, and guessing creates fear. Silence makes others uncomfortable. They start to overthink. They wonder what you know, what you plan, and what you truly think of them. Many will reveal their own secrets just to break the tension your silence creates. The powerful understand timing. They speak rarely, but when they do, every word feels heavy. Silence builds anticipation. It creates space for others to expose themselves while you remain untouchable. In arguments, silence destroys arrogance. In negotiations, it forces the other side to fill the gap with concessions. In life, it makes people lean toward you because mystery is magnetic. Machiavelli once said, "A wise man ought always to follow the paths beaten by great men and imitate those who have been supreme." Speak less, watch more. Let your silence shake the room. Rule 13, crush threats before they grow. A small problem ignored becomes a disaster. A minor enemy tolerated becomes a rival. Powerful people don't wait for threats to mature. They end them while they're still weak. In life, the person who gossips about you today will try to ruin you tomorrow. The co-worker who competes silently will one day challenge your position. The family member who envies you will eventually strike when your guard is down. You cannot be sentimental in the game of power. Address threats quickly and quietly. Remove them from your circle, cut their influence, or outshine them so completely they can't rise again. If you wait until they are strong, it's already too late. History favors the decisive. The rulers who survived were not the kindest. They were the most vigilant. Mercy for a growing threat is cruelty to yourself. Machiavelli once said, "The first method for estimating the intelligence of a ruler is to look at the men he has around him." Protect your throne. End problems before they learn to walk. Rule 14. Never fight battles that don't serve you. Not every fight is worth your energy. The weak react to everything. The powerful choose their battles with precision. In life, people will provoke you. Online, at work, even at home, they want to pull you into small wars that waste your time and drain your focus. Every minute you spend on meaningless fights is a minute you are not building your empire. Before engaging, ask yourself, if I win this battle, do I gain power or just satisfaction? If it only feeds your ego, walk away. Silence will hurt your enemy more than your words ever could. The great strategists of history avoided distractions. They knew their energy was a weapon, and wasting it on petty conflicts only weakened their real mission. Focus on moves that grow your influence, your resources, and your position. Let the small people fight over crumbs. You're after the throne. Machiavelli once said, He who wishes to be obeyed must know how to command. Control yourself first, and you will control the game. Rule 15. Always appear strong, even when you're not. Power is perception. People believe what they see, not what is true. If you look weak, they will treat you as weak. If you look strong, even in your hardest moments, they will hesitate to challenge you. Life is full of storms, losses, setbacks, betrayals. But the powerful never let the world see them break. They suffer in silence, then rise in public as if nothing touched them. This illusion of strength protects them, because most people attack only when they sense vulnerability. Even in negotiations, in conflict, in daily life, carry yourself like a fortress, speak calmly, move with purpose, hold your posture as if nothing can shake you. The confidence you project becomes armor. People respect it, enemies fear it. Behind closed doors, you can plan, heal, and rebuild. But in the public eye, you are a mountain. Machiavelli once said, "Everyone sees what you appear to be. Few experience what you really are." Powerful people control the story others believe. Rule 16. Build power in the shadows. Real power doesn't announce itself. It grows silently. The people who brag, boast, and show off are always the first to fall, because they expose themselves before their foundation is strong. The powerful work in silence. They make connections quietly. They acquire skills and resources while others are distracted. They let the world believe they are ordinary until they are untouchable. When your power is built in the shadows, no one can destroy it, because no one saw it coming. By the time your enemies realize your strength, it's too late to stop you. Think of the most dominant people in history or business. They moved strategically, built alliances carefully, and struck only when success was guaranteed. The quiet rise is the deadliest rise. Be patient. Keep your wins private until they are undeniable. Protect your plans like treasure. Every step you take in silence increases the shock of your eventual move. Machiavelli once said, "The wise man does at once what the fool does finally." Build your empire where no one is watching. Rule 17. Use fear to keep people in line. Love makes people comfortable. Fear keeps them alert. If everyone around you feels completely safe, they will eventually test your limits. They will grow bold, careless, and disrespectful. But a small dose of fear keeps order where words cannot. This doesn't mean ruling with cruelty. It means never letting people forget the consequences of crossing you. Maybe it's the way you look at someone when they overstep. Maybe it's how quickly you cut off someone who disrespects your boundaries. Maybe it's the silence after betrayal that leaves them wondering what comes next. The powerful make people think twice before challenging them. Fear creates hesitation, and hesitation keeps you in control. Even in friendships, relationships, or business, respect comes from understanding that stepping out of line has a cost. Machiavelli once said, "It is better to be feared than loved, if you cannot be both." Let them admire you, but make sure a part of them fears losing you or facing you. Rule 18. Control information. Control power. The person who controls the flow of information controls the game. Knowledge is power, but only if you decide who knows what and when. In life, the loudest people often know the least. They talk, they overshare, and they give away their leverage. The powerful do the opposite. They filter information. They feed people only what serves their strategy, never the full truth. At work, in business, even in personal relationships, the one who decides what is revealed and what is hidden silently runs the show. People cannot attack what they do not understand. They cannot sabotage what they cannot see. Even a rumor can be a weapon if you plant it at the right time. Misdirection keeps enemies chasing shadows while you make real moves. Control the narrative and you control perception. Control perception and you control reality. Machiavelli once said, "Men are driven by two principal impulses, either by love or by fear. Information is the leash that keeps both in your hands." Rule 19. Cut off weakness without mercy. Weakness spreads like a disease. If you surround yourself with lazy, fearful, or disloyal people, their energy will infect you. They will slow your moves, drain your focus, and pull you into their failures. The powerful are ruthless about their circle. They keep people who are sharp, loyal, and useful. Everyone else is cut off, quickly and quietly. This isn't cruelty, it's survival. Look at your life right now. Who makes excuses? Who brings drama? Who's always taking but never giving? Every moment you tolerate them, you lose momentum. Power demands clarity, and dead weight is the enemy of clarity. Even in yourself, cut off weakness. Destroy the habits that make you soft. Face the fears that hold you back. If you carry weakness, the world will smell it and attack. Machiavelli once said, "The first method for estimating the intelligence of a ruler is to look at the men he has around him. Your power is only as strong as the people and habits you allow near it." Rule 20. Always leave them guessing. Predictability is weakness. The moment people can read your next move, they can control it. They can trap you, outmaneuver you, or destroy your advantage before you even act. Power thrives in unpredictability. When people can't figure you out, they hesitate. They overthink. They waste energy trying to predict your next step while you move freely. In life, never let anyone fully map your patterns. Change your routines. Switch up your approach. Surprise with your timing. Sometimes disappear when they expect you to show up. Sometimes strike when they think you're asleep. Even in conversations, unpredictability works. A pause, a smile, a sudden change of topic, all make people lean in. Mystery forces respect because people fear what they cannot calculate. Machiavelli once said, "Everyone sees what you appear to be. Few experience what you really are." Keep your opponents in the dark. Keep your friends curious, and keep the world guessing. The unknown is your shield. Rule 21. Leave a legacy of power, not noise. Most people live loud and die forgotten. They chase attention, arguments, and small victories that vanish the moment they're gone. The powerful think differently. They play for legacy, not applause. Legacy is built through moves that outlive your presence. It's the business you create, the influence you establish, the reputation you carve into the minds of others. When you move with long-term intention, every decision becomes sharper and every action carries weight. This also means knowing when to step back. The loudest man in the room often burns out first. The quiet strategist who plants seeds and lets them grow, becomes untouchable even in absence. Ask yourself daily, if I disappeared tomorrow, would my presence still be felt? If the answer is no, you're playing too small. Machiavelli once said, "The best fortress is to be found in the love of the people." True power is not noise. It's the echo you leave behind when you no longer need to speak. Now you see the world for what it really is. A game of masks, moves, and quiet wars. The weak get played. The powerful write the rules. You've just learned Machiavelli's 21 rules of power. These aren't just ideas, they are weapons. But weapons mean nothing if you don't use them. Starting today, walk differently. Speak less. Watch more. Move like a shadow. And strike only when it matters. Let the world wonder why you cannot be shaken, why every loss turns into a win, and why their games no longer touch you. Remember this, power isn't taken, it's built. Every choice, every silence, every calculated move adds to the throne you are quietly constructing. If this message lit something inside you, drop this in the comments right now. I don't chase power, I become it, and never forget. The most dangerous man is the one they can't read, and the one they can't stop thinking about long after he's gone.